and instructive? The Radisha's estimate of her brother rose. He was not completely smitten.
I won't be long.
She was not. It took her longer to pass instructions to Smoke's attendants than to prepare to go out. Chapter 55. Croker leaned on the lance supporting the company standard, wearing his Shadar disguise. He was bored. He was not alert. He was depressed. He had begun to despair of escape. He was ready to say the hell with it and try walking first time a faint chance arose. The Prabrin Dra Dra and Soulcatcher chattered and laughed beneath paper lanterns while garden staff came and went. They were oblivious to anything but one another. The surprise guest, the Radisha, was out in the cold, ignored. Croker had grumbled about spending so much time on the prince and not enough on preparing soldiers. Catcher had laughed, told him not to worry. She would be true to him forever. This was just politics. He would not be able to resist her much longer. She had him on the run, desperate, on the brink of surrender. Once he did that, she would have won everything. Maybe he should. Maybe once she counted that final coup, she would just go away, back north, where her prospects were so much finer. She talked about going north sometimes. Being her companion was cruel. She had made of him something more than spoil. She talked about the soul catcher inside sometimes, when what she had chosen to be became too much to bear. In those moments, when she was human, he was most vulnerable. In those moments, he wanted to comfort her. He was sure the moments were genuine, not tactical. Her approach to conquest was not subtle. Brooding, it took him a while to notice that the Radisha was paying him more attention than a bodyguard deserved. She was not obvious, but she was subjecting him to intense scrutiny. It startled him, disturbed him, then just left him curious. Why? Some flaw in his disguise? No way to tell. He'd never seen the man he was supposed to be. He started thinking about what Lady might be doing, what relationships she might be forming. Was there yet another level to Catcher's vengeance? Did she not only want to seduce him and rape his heart, but want Lady to find someone, so she could then let her know he was alive after all? Weird people. All this for little pains. Relatively little pains. Maybe not so little to them, who in their ways were demigods. Maybe to them love was more significant than to mere mortals. The Radisha was damn near staring at him. She frowned like someone trying to recall a face. He had little to lose. He winked. Her eyebrows rose, her only reaction. But she did not study him any more. She pretended interest in her brother and the woman he thought was Lady. Croker resumed brooding. Lost in his own inner landscapes, he did not notice the crows departing, one by one. Though she had the greater capacity, Catcher did not show off the way Lady did. The coach was dull and quiet. Croker, beside the driver, clutched his lance and wondered what they were talking about below. The prince and his sister had accepted a ride because the skies had begun to leak again. The drizzle suited his mood perfectly. The driver said, "Ho!" Croker glimpsed the sudden glow in an alleyway, now drawing abreast. As he turned, a blinding,